It began with a rumor, a scrap of conversation picked up by a health worker delivering anti-malarial medicine in the scattered villages of southern Amazonia. In the middle of 1996, he stopped at a lumber yard in Brazil's Guapore River Valley, near the Bolivian border. Loggers there spoke of a wild man who roamed the surrounding rainforest, which they occasionally ventured into in search of mahogany trees. The man was a naked savage, they said, probably an Indian. But he didn't appear to be part of any tribe. From what they could see, he lived all alone in a tiny thatched hut with no apparent ties to another human soul. That's where their story dead-ended. The few who claimed to have caught a blurred glimpse of the man said he was as quick and crafty as a jaguar. Get near him, and he'd vanish into the forest's dappled shadows. Describing encounters with him apparently was like trying to remember an elusive dream. They were pretty sure it happened, but they couldn't quite grasp the details. It was a flimsy splinter of jungle lore, but it stuck with the health worker when he left the lumber yard and eventually made his way to the town of Vilhena, where Brazil's federal agency in charge of Indian affairs maintained a regional outpost. He previously had met the man who ran that office, Marcelo dos Santos, while delivering medicines to one of the region's indigenous reserves. If anyone could dismiss the rumor outright and label it a tall tale unworthy of a second thought, it was Marcelo. His job was to locate Indian tribes that remained isolated in the forest, completely cut off from the main current of Brazilian society. His small team of field agents was called the Guapore Contact Front, one of five regional exploratory teams within the Isolated Indians Division of Brazil's National Indian Foundation, known as FUNAI. The Isolated Indians Division was less than a decade old, created just before the country ratified a new constitution in 1988. The new national charter specified that if Indians lived on a patch of rainforest, that land was theirs. Not a single tree could be touched by an outsider. But a fundamental shortcoming threatened to completely undermine the document's intentions. No one knew how many tribes actually lived in Brazil's massive portion of the Amazon, or how much land they potentially could claim. So if a rancher stumbled across a previously uncontacted tribe in a part of the forest that he wanted to clear for grazing, the rancher had a natural incentive to chase the Indians off the property before the government could document their presence. The contact fronts were created to diffuse the threat of clashes between settlers and tribes. Marcelo was 42 when he took the reins of the exploratory team in 1994, after 20 years as a field agent with FUNAI. One look at him, and it was clear he didn't really fit in with the clean-cut farmers who dominated Vilhena's social circles. He cut his hair only when he felt like it, and he'd kept the blonde beard that he grew in college, letting it go wherever it wanted, untrimmed. From his left earlobe dangled a loop of carved bark, a handmade earring common among members of the Nambiquara tribe he'd lived among for more than a decade. Give him a choice, and he just might walk down the street barefoot. Some of the farmers called him a hippie. A few turned the screws on the insult a little tighter. They called him a hippie who wanted to be an Indian. They weren't entirely wrong. Marcelo's right-hand man was Altair Algaier, a 23-year-old who had worked for Marcelo's predecessor. Altair had spent much of his life in or around the state of Rondônia's forests. He had a fourth-grade education and a mind like a thirsty sponge. If the truck broke down, Altair could fix it. If the team needed to build a permanent jungle encampment complete with shower and latrine, Altair could sketch the plans and build it. If they needed to be fed, he could track, shoot, and butcher a wild boar. He was lanky and lean, but as strong and durable as a pack mule. Marcelo rarely went on an expedition without him.